Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, July 27th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody.
How was your weekend?
Too short, as per usual. How about yours?
You know what? I got to say, I'm enjoying the weekends more when I don't have to do the weekend show, because it actually feels like a weekend. So it may be short, but it is an actual two-day weekend.
That is true. I don't want to sound like an ingrate.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was
that's okay, Cakes. Around. You're entitled to.
I was driving around, and I had the same interpretation as Grant and Danny. I'm really going to need to pay attention to these emails that CK sends out. So Grant and Danny were on Saturday morning, and apparently both of them thought that Eric was doing the show with Chad Dukes, which was an email for next weekend.
Ah, okay.
And so Sean was running the board on Saturday morning, and apparently Danny had actually slept in till like 8:50,
beautiful,
like right before the show starts at 9.
Commend that highly.
And he sees a text from Sean, and Grant, I think, had a similar situation where neither of them knew that they were on the air, because the emails that CK sends out are like 10 days in advance.
Right.
But when you read it initially, I thought Eric was doing the show with Chad this past Saturday, and I guess they had the same situation. Hey. And I happened to be in my car, and basically their whole first segment was, I didn't know we were going to be on the air.
Got to get those dates straight, man. I know that those calendars that CK sends out, you have to expand them, because they come in a very small font.
Right.
And if you just give them a quick look, I could see how – those guys thought that it might have been, you know, they were on a different shift or they weren't even on.
I'm just thankful that it wasn't last weekend. And the good news for me was he scheduled me for this week, and I had to tell CK I'm actually out of town. Right. So I can't even do this week. So I don't know. They'll probably hit up one of you guys, if they haven't already, to do that on Saturday, unfortunately. But it feels like they're winding down the weekend shows, especially now with the Nats picking up and everything else going on. So I think there is good news on the horizon, folks.
Yeah, and, you know, the Nats are in the mix. They played a couple games this weekend, split them. So they are off to a 1-2 start. I feel like it's so much less critical now that they're allowing 16 teams into the playoffs. As long as you hover around 500, you should find yourself in the playoffs.
Yeah, apparently there's no urgency. Yeah, there's no urgency whatsoever.
I mean, it's supposed to be an urgent season with just 60 games and a sprint. At the same time, in the back of my mind, I just keep thinking, well, 8 teams in the National League are making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not that urgent when the standards have been lowered and the bar has been lowered.
So all you got to do is like be better than the Marlins, a couple other bottom feeders,
right,
and you're in.
True, but you know, there are only 60 games, and you don't want to blow 2-1 leads, you know, when a guy like Patrick Corbin has pitched so well.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But
Was that the new acquisition that blew it?
I guess you could say. I mean, Harris gave up a run. Doolittle gave up a run. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, Corbin was cruising, had a one-hitter. Then he gave up, I think he gave up a bomb, and then they took him out. And then Harris came in, and he gave up a run. And then Sean, you know, kind of had a mess, and he gave up a run.
Yeah, you're not going to pitch much better than Corbin did yesterday. I mean, he struck out eight, walked none. I mean, that went six and a third. That's basically all you could ask for.
I mean, yeah, I mean, pitched a gem.
Right.
Pitched a gem, first game out, and it's the weirdest season ever. So, it's fine, whatever. It is what it is. They get a pass this year anyway, but that was one that you were hoping that you were going to be able to lock down.
Right.
Oh, well. I thought Jason was back. Is he off for several days this week still? Is he doing two weeks back-to-back?
No,
what's he doing?
He'll be back tomorrow. He saw that nobody was off this week, so he just asked for an extra day.
Yeah, good for him. Should.
Travel day, EB.
Get that add-on.
Right.
I don't hate the move.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, I'm going to be off, looks like, 2 weeks in a row starting next week, so I'm excited. I need a little break. But I tell you, I mentioned it briefly late last week, my house is in turmoil because my kids now got to go up and quarantine in New York for 2 weeks before school starts, and that ruined our trip. He's not going to be able to go on our family vacation now. It's so annoying. And here's the thing. He took a corona test last week, 2 days ago. So if he ends up testing positive, he's one of those like asymptomatic positives. That's going to throw a real wrinkle into my trip, too, because then the rest of us are going to have to go rush out and get tested real quick.
Now, you traditionally go to Outer Banks, at least the last couple of years, with a big group. And I know it's a smaller group now because of different family situations. Are you going there for 2 weeks or just 1 week there and then you come back and just do a
staycation? 1 week there. I even thought of just only working, I don't know. Yeah, 1 week there. And then my wife said that, in September, the prices plummet. So you can get a beautiful house right on the water for really cheap. But at the end of the day, my wife doesn't even like the beach. So she said, well, that's just a silly idea.
Yeah, I was actually looking. So I think I'm off in a few weeks. And my older kids were – I never wanted to make plans because I just didn't know where the coronavirus was going to be and different situations, whether Kelsey was heading back to New York or not. And everything kind of seemed to be up in the air. But now we're finally kind of scrambling, looking for places to go. And on Saturday night, I was at this – very small little dinner party. It was basically some people at the pool decided to have people over. And one of these guys happened to be from Puerto Rico and we're conversing. He goes, you know, you can get there for $110 now. And I was like, what? I mean, usually I pay $500 a ticket. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking at that possibility. But based on what's going on over there, I'm going to probably tap out on that. But Cakes, you'd be interested. Kelsey like came up with his pros and cons list of like three different places. Now, one of them was Miami Beach, like the Fontainebleau. And I'm not going to COVID Central. They've got all kinds of issues in Florida, and I don't feel like flying. And I'm definitely not driving 18 hours to Miami.
No,
so
not
I nixed
that.
But she actually put Kiwa Island on there. Now she had a bunch of cons on the list, meaning that her and Dylan would probably be bored at night because there's not that much going on.
Right.
But we're trying to figure it out. But I did notice what Eric is saying. So on a couple of these beach houses I clicked, and the way that you would kind of look it up and set it up, I'd click on the beach house, and you'd think it was available that week at first, and then it would say, you'd see this fantastic price, and it would say, not available till September.
Ah, the old bait and switch.
Yeah, September, man. If you can take a vacation in September to Outer Banks or
really
Kiowa,
cheap.
Whatever, it's way cheaper.
Yeah, it is, significantly. And as far as the corona goes right now, I mean, almost anywhere you go. I mean, Florida's more of a hot spot. Some of those southern spots, but it's everywhere. So
it's not even that it's the coronavirus. Is that what happens? Is in those hot spots, like in Miami, you're going to have more restrictions. So same thing in Puerto Rico right now. It may change, but at least through July 31st, for example, you could go to an unbelievable resort. Except you can't go in the water unless you're like for exercise.
I saw pictures yesterday. They're yanking people off the beach, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, and the same kind of thing is happening in Miami. I mean, I'm not positive of the ins and outs, but it's like I don't even want to deal with the possibility of curfews or limitations. I want to go somewhere where there's less limitations.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a big-ass house that'll be about half full in the Outer Banks, so the trip will probably be half depressing, but we will be away and, you know, get some vitamin D out there, cakes. What else can you do?
That's right. You're gonna have your spot on the ocean with was it Beachmasters? Is that
Beachmasters? Got to thank Beachmasters. Everybody that's in the Outer Banks should use them.
By the way, Drabby was not in Outer Banks, I don't think. But Drab, you're back.
Drab is
back.
How was
your week off? This is probably your last week of vacation before you're a father.
I would think so. It sounds like I'm punting a lot of vacation this year.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's 1 week out of my four.
So go to lock in some more. Get them in, brother.
I kind of miss it when I'm not around here.
Really?
Sadly.
What are you, you become the ultimate company man?
Just, no, it just feels like you're gone too long.
Life goes on, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would try to get it in because once that baby comes, you're going to be two babies.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm already going to be missing time for maternity leave, I'm sure, a week or two.
Right.
It'll eat up. But I went to Carolina Beach down by Wilmington, Carolina Beach, Wrightsville Beach. It's down there by South Carolina.
Yeah.
Not as classy as the places you guys go, but I had a good time, man.
Wrightsville Beach is a very nice beach. I've stayed there.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like it.
Maybe we'll have to look that one up. Looking up obscure beaches.
Well, I think your kids will like it more, for sure.
That's where the Donk Wright brothers were learning to fly back in the day, I believe.
That's Kitty Hawk, isn't it?
Is it part of the name is like named Wrightsville Beach?
Might be named after
the
them.
Dumb Wrights, the Wright brothers.
I don't know.
Well, they have a whole thing in Kitty Hawk about the Wrights brothers, but I don't know about Wrightsville. I have no idea. Maybe it could be.
Now you're forcing me to look it up.
Yeah. Anyway.
How was your golf round? I never found out how you fared.
I was just telling Valdez. I had a good time with Nubs Doug.
You did?
He's white trash. He's like drinking moonshine out there, and he's trying to pass it to me, and I'm looking at his lips like, ugh. Yeah. You know, he's got a vape pen with some, marijuana in it.
Right.
He's hitting it all.
That's the ultimate white trash round. He's drinking moonshine out of like a jar, like a homemade jar, and he's vaping.
Let me tell you.
And he's offering you all that in the age of Corona?
Well, he offered it to me first, and I thought it was for me.
Yeah.
Like I had my own bottle.
Yeah.
So I took a sip, and then I saw him grab it and take a chug. I'm like, I guess I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing trashier than Doug was the golf course.
Right.
Valdez could not stop joining on what appeared to be the clubhouse, though that's a loose definition of
the
picture that he put on the hangout.
Outside of the clubhouse? Was it a former Pizza Hut? It looks exactly like
a Pizza
Hut.
Probably. I mean, couldn't have been a Pizza Hut because it was...
Dude, if you look at the outside of the clubhouse, it's the shape of a Pizza Hut. I've never seen other buildings that are shaped like
Walk inside, it smells like garlic bread.
It looked like the doors have been locked since 1973 mm-hmm. when you open it up. First one's there, gas-powered golf carts.
That is old school.
Sound like a lawnmower.
By the way, I botched it. Wrightsville is named after some dude named Joshua Wright. It's not even after the Wright brothers.
Right. Always bet
Probably
against
Cakes. Probably a common mistake, I'm sure.
Yeah, I botched it.
Don't worry, Cakes. We didn't take it seriously.
How far did Nubs Doug drive to play golf with you?
It must have been over 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
To the worst course ever.
He drove to you.
He did, yeah.
Wow. And then he was terrible, too?
He's bad as I am. 102 and 104.
That's not bad.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Not bad, yeah.
I tell you, it's a lot of fun. My birthday's on Friday. I think I'm playing at South Ryde. I had a listener invite me out to Belhaven this week.
Look at you. You're getting on the tour. You're getting on the Valdez tour.
He's getting the itch.
Yeah. It is weird. You do think about it all the time after you play.
Well, you think about your good shots.
I know.
Right?
I told him this morning, Chuck Lee asked me and Drab to go play golf with him this week.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are becoming America's guests.
Drab's turning down golf left and right.
Are you going to go play? And that's over at Raspberry?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my anniversary was Thursday. That was the day I played golf. My wife was not too sized.
Right. Well, you got it done early, though, right?
And we played early, for sure, yeah. But. Right. A lot
how
of
far along is your wife now?
20 weeks.
So 5 months. So you still got 4 months. That's plenty of time to take a vacation, Drabby.
He gets iced. He doesn't like to leave.
Nah.
He feels like he's missing out.
He's one of the captains of the ship. You got to keep that thing afloat.
Well, I'll tell you what. It is a good time to be back because I know on yesterday afternoon, I had a hard time juggling what to watch. Because, you know, I mean, I know you guys probably aren't, but I was watching the PLL, right? So that was on. It was on the mothership on Saturday and Sunday. It was on NBC, the major network. And then, of course, I'm toggling between the golf, the Nats. You know, there was just a lot going on.
And pretty soon you're going to have NBA and NHL.
That's yeah, right. I try to even put the NBA preseason on because it's something that actually captures my son's attention. So we were even watching like some rerun of the Wizards scrimmage yesterday. What else did we watch?
I mean, I watched 5 minutes of the Blazers Raptors game.
Yeah, I watched some of that.
Couldn't have bored me anymore. I had to turn it off.
I didn't hear you mention the start of the WNBA.
You know, it hasn't captured my attention. It's been around about 20 years. Yes. But
I'm right there with you. Look, it exceeded my expectation. I thought that league would fold within the first 5 or 10 years.
It's got the NBA behind it, so it'll survive as long as the NBA wants it to. And I think it's great. It's great. It's just not something that I watch.
No, it's great that it's all coming back. Should mention on the show today, we're going to connect with Michael Lombardi, NFL insider for Radio.com. He writes for The Athletic. He hosts the GM Shuffle podcast. He's always great on the show. He'll tear into Daniel Snyder.
He won't have Bruce to pick on anymore, though, right?
Doesn't have Bruce to pick on.
I'm guessing he'd still throw a dart his way, a dart or two.
But right. Always enjoy having Michael on the show. Charlie Slows is going to join us as we talk some Nats. He'll join us at 9:20. Nats off to that 1-2 start that we mentioned. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So a lot to get into on the show today, but maybe the biggest news of the weekend, locally at least, and it's a national story too, is Alex Smith was cleared by his doctors to return to football activities. And when you just look at the pictures of his leg and you see everything there on the inside, it's amazing to think how far he's gone. Now, he hasn't been cleared by the Redskins doctors to participate in football activities, but it seems like his personal doctors are giving him the green light.
He's already far surpassed anything I ever thought. We were the ones that kind of broke that story that his career looked like it was over, certainly in jeopardy with that with the infection. And then when you saw the E60 or whatever it was, and you saw the carved up leg, you know, when they finally got all that infection out and you saw what was left, and then you saw when they slapped all that tissue and muscle on top of it afterwards and how deformed it looked.
I mean, just you talking about it is making me kind of grimace.
It's hard to even find that picture. Yeah. You have to go to the video yourself and kind of like stop it and cut and paste it, put it on the internet, because I think they take it down. It's really hard to find that picture of his carved up leg.
Yeah. It's like the Tiger Dong pick that Valdez has on his phone.
Yeah.
It's impossible to track down.
It's really hard to find, and for good reason. I mean, it's disgusting. I just never thought. Now, it's his doctors. They're not like NFL doctors, so we'll see. I just never thought that a doctor would approve that leg to take a hit again. But that his doctors have cleared him for all football activity. His doctors. Including taking hits. So that's...
I think at a minimum,
that's
if
amazing.
He wants to move forward, he's going to be part of the drills, right? So he's going to be part of the quarterback room, I would imagine.
Well, they still have to clear him. They still have to clear him.
If he's not cleared totally, don't you think he'd be back there, like, dropping back because he can help Haskins and, I guess, to a lesser extent, Kyle Allen?
Probably not.
Nobody really cares about Kyle Allen.
Not unless he's cleared, because it's a huge liability issue.
Yeah.
Like, if he gets injured on their property and he's not properly cleared, then...
Well, they could clear him in stages.
Yeah.
They could clear him to just do drills, non-contact.
Like non-contact. See, that's what I
think. They
could
do that.
I just figured over the weekend, once you hear that his doctors clear him, that I would imagine that the Redskins doctors will clear him at least for the non-contact. So he's dropping back, you know, and when they're running their drills. And I don't know if he'll play in the preseason games. Well, there aren't going to be preseason games. So really, if they wanted to move forward, like if he was good to go and he gets cleared by the Redskins doctors and he's competing for a job, There's no preseason, so it would be the regular season when you would see Alex Smith, which would be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't root any harder for the guy. I think we all do. He's a great guy by all accounts. This comeback so far, just what he's been able to accomplish to this point, to even keep the leg and to get it to a point where they would clear him for NFL contact is just unbelievable. And I said this, and look, I'm not some great historian or anything, but it's sort of in my lifetime, like, I thought the Tiger comeback was maybe the greatest one I've seen in my lifetime just from where he was. This would trounce that, even if he just took one snap. To nearly have your leg taken off, to nearly lose your life due to this infection and be able to fight your way back. If he's able to complete that, that's unbelievable.
You want to see him on the field. We can throw this out to callers. 800-636-1067. As a Redskins fan, do you want to see him on the field? I think there would be a percentage of people, and I might be part of it, that don't want to see him risk it because I'm just afraid something terrible could happen. You know, he drops back and his leg snaps in half again.
Well, look, I trust the doctors. So if they clear him, you know, I mean, if his leg snaps again, they just have to make sure he don't get an infection. I mean, you know.
So do you want to see him on the field?
Well, listen, here's the thing. As a Redskins fan, I actually, at this point, I've moved on. I want to see Dwayne Haskins succeed. So I want to see Alex complete his comeback and get that redemption. But long term, I mean, he's not the answer at this point.
You're like, over the Alex Smith era here in D.C.
I mean, I would love to see him succeed, but I, you know, I'm on to Dwayne. I got my new girlfriend. You know what I mean? I got my new toy.
Right. You were winning games with Alex Smith, EB.
Say again?
They were winning games with Alex Smith.
Yeah,
I know. They were boring, but they were winning.
Right. I know. And he's, you know, probably a more accomplished passer at this point, even after missing 2 years. But
Cakes, do you want to see him on the field? 800-636-1067.
I mean, let's be honest. He wasn't very good before he was injured.
Right.
I know that's an unpopular opinion, and it's crass, but,
no, but it's
true.
Correct.
And now he's going to have a 2-year layoff, and you're going to expect him to be a starting caliber NFL quarterback again? I find it a stretch that he's ever going to get back to that level where he's starting NFL games consistently. Does he maybe become a backup if he's cleared? A really good backup? I would think. But if
I think
an
the
every
backup,
week starter, I have a hard time buying that.
I think the backup point. Situation might be perfect. Be perfect for him to get a ton of reps, more time for everything to heal, and, you know, hopefully Haskins never needs him. And then maybe he can get some mop-up duty at some point and kind of complete the redemption story. But, yeah, the idea that Alex is going to come in and kind of pick up where he left off, I find that impossible to believe. And I also don't know that it's in the long-term interest of the franchise. They're in a weird spot.
Well, there is no long-term interest for him here because they have an out in his contract after the season, which they most certainly will enforce. So there's no future for him here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not going to be on the roster
DC,
past this year.
Do you want to see him on an NFL field?
You mean, in other words, like for his health?
I don't know if I want to see him on an NFL field because it feels like when RG3 was rushed back and then he suffered the torn ACL, it feels like it could end up poorly.
I mean, it could, but I'm just going to trust the doctors on this one, you know. I got a fly buzzing around here, and it's really tilting me. I'm just going to trust the doctors on it. I know what you're saying, and you're kind of worried for him, but yeah. I'm going to let him absorb that worry. And he's a smart guy. I'm going to let him evaluate the risks on this, and I'm going to let the doctors evaluate it. And if they clear him, I do at some point want to see him on the field and complete the story. Absolutely. But I don't want him to be the every week starter.
Yeah. Generally, I root for comebacks, and I don't begrudge the guy for trying. It's just I saw the picture this weekend, TV. I saw that.
And I know. I saw it, too.
Do you want to risk it? It's just – but I guess he does. I guess he does, and kudos to him.
Well, he wants to leave on his terms. And, you know, he had just signed a big contract and felt like he was going to be here for a while. So I completely understand the desire to come back. And I support it. I mean, I support him. He's a smart guy. He can make the decisions. And let's see, though. Let's see what the Redskins team doctors, if they clear him. right? Because they're used to you know, NFL guys, and they know the wear and tear. Let's see if they clear him. If they do, then I think you got to, at a minimum, assuming he can protect himself, you got a pretty darn good backup situation. I mean, I'm sure the skills haven't eroded that much.
No, I know Cakes will say it's old, but for me, for an NFL quarterback, 36 is not that old.
Yeah,
there are plenty of guys who are 36 that are performing very well.
The thing is the only way I can get equated, because I never played football, is, you know, like, say if you hadn't played basketball in a while and you get back on the court and then your instincts are just slow and just, you know what I mean? Like, you just, it takes a while to get back into that groove, to get the rhythm, to get the pace of the game and all that. So there will be, you know, he's not going to just step right in and be silly.
He said, though, for me, this is a quote from Alex Smith, for me, all eyes are on practice. That's
right.
The next step. I have to go prove myself and certainly to everybody else that I can go practice. So that's kind of what I was saying, that I envision him dropping back with the quarterbacks and the drills. And then if he's doing that, he's looking sharp, then you just take it to the next level if he's been cleared for the contact.
Right. I'm going to guess the Redskins doctors are going to find some way to keep him from taking the field.
You think?
But yes. That's unethical. If you're going an unethical route, like if they see him fine, like his personal doctors did,
maybe their threshold is higher for letting him on the field than his personal doctor. I don't know. If I'm the doc, if call it unethical, call it what you will, I'm gonna find a loophole that keeps him off the field.
Why? Because you're saying that as a Redskins like front office guy, and you don't want him playing.
I just don't want that scenario to unfold. Even though it's very rare that the same injury is going to happen again, I just don't want to see that happening to him on my watch.
Yeah, but that's not your role. Your role is he clear or not? Can he play or not? Right? As a doctor, that's your role.
I guess I need to see the protocols. Before I let him back on the field.
What I'd want to know is, you can be cleared potentially and still be limping around a little bit, because when we all saw that ESPN documentary and we were impressed by the way he was kind of rolling out and throwing passes to his kids and running around, but you could still detect there was a little hitch in his giddy up. There was a little limp there.
That's the big thing. He's got to be able to protect himself.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Mike's in Bowie on line one. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know what? He's not going to be competing, even if he got cleared. He's not going to be competing for a Super Bowl. He's got his leg. He's got his life. You know, what else does he have to prove? I mean, just coming back from the injury itself is an incredible accomplishment. I mean, what else do you need to prove to anybody now?
Well, he likes playing. How about he just likes playing football?
Dude, play flag football. Do whatever it is. You don't want to be going up against, you know, 350-pound guys who are going to be diving at your legs and whatever is left of whatever leg you have. I mean, is it really worth it to you? I mean, would it be?
But that's not us. That's not up to us to decide, right? That's up to him.
Well, it's up to the coaches to go, oh, by the way, are you going to be better than all the other quarterbacks that we have on the roster?
That's true for sure. And I think they'll make the right call on that. They're not going to just give him a sympathy start.
No, that would not happen. Mix, though.
Yeah.
You know, all offseason we were just about Haskins and how he's been working out in the offseason, and we're looking forward to season number two, but they brought in Kyle Allen, and we're wondering how much rope Dwayne Haskins would be. Well, what if Alex Smith is knocking on the old starting door? What if Alex Smith is looking good in practices if he's cleared?
Well, be amazing.
All of a sudden, Haskins is going to feel some pressure because Alex Smith has a far greater resume than Kyle Allen.
Yeah, but Kyle Allen, I guarantee you, has some good practices.
Sure.
Guarantee you, Kyle Allen, there's a reason why they brought him in.
Yeah, he knows the system. He's worked with Turner. He's worked with Rivera.
And he's
but
a great
Alex
athlete.
Smith, the last we saw him, even though I completely agree with Cakes, I remember doing many pregames talking about it. I think he was the master of 178 yards passing. His games were boring. But they were actually winning games because they were taking care of the ball.
Right. But you also got to give him a little bit of credit, too. It was a new system for him. He was you know, you would assume he would have grown from there. At least I would have. You don't have to say, well, that's for sure what you're going to get again. I mean, he could have grown from that. Like the year before, he had a great year.
True, but that was more of an outlier. Yeah. Alex Smith was what he was. He's a very conservative passer. I don't even think he was that accurate with the Redskins, but he's known for kind of being accurate and not throwing interceptions, and that's kind of what we were seeing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he did a whole season 1 year without a touchdown to a wide receiver, EB.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. All right, let's go to Paul in Golden Beach, Maryland. Where's that, Cakes? Where's Golden Beach?
Ask Paul.
How's it going, guys?
Ask Paul. He lives there.
It's got to be Southern Maryland. Where is that?
We're down in St. Mary's County.
All right. I like it. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Not a whole lot. I've got an opinion, a take on this that might not be so popular. I don't know. All right. I love my skin. Diehard fan. And I just want to see them win. Whatever it takes for that to happen, that's what I would like to see.
Right.
Let me start off by saying, is Alex Smith at this point the best quarterback on our team? Probably not. But his knowledge makes him very valuable in that quarterback room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm seeing maybe I hope Haskins does it. I hope he has a great year and goes on to have a great career. That way we can reap those benefits. We can have a solid team. But how about either Kyle Allen or Alex Smith fills in for him as we have another terrible season like the one last year, and we get the first overall pick or something close to it and take Trevor Lawrence.
So play him to tank is what you're saying. Use him as a crash test dummy.
Right, yes, crash test dummy.
Nah, that's
everybody
the one guy I don't
Trevor
want to use
Lawrence.
As a crash test.
This is quite a
dummy.
Theory you have.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. I hate that. I'm not a tanker. I'm anti-tanking. I don't think you can target one guy. You never know. Even this is last year, everyone thought Tua, we're tanking for Tua. Where did Tua end up going? What number did he end
fifth.
Up going?
He ended
up going
fifth.
Yeah, I mean, no. You play the games as they're lined up, and you try to win them, in my opinion.
They might not have to try to tank EB.
Yeah,
according to the experts,
I mean,
about it. They're ranked 32nd.
Yeah, Pro Football
rankings.
Focus has them ranked dead last behind the Jags.
And that's
so
fine.
They may not even have to attempt to tank.
Yeah, so if they go out there and they're just legitimately awful, then you'll have a shot at your guy.
Yeah, they may just stink on their own.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know why everybody, like so many people are willing to give up on Haskins. I saw some signs there. I saw flashes. I'm kind of excited to see
you have to give him a full season of work before you can give any sort of report card grade on Haskins.
Right. I mean, he deserves even more than that. When you look at like what other quarterbacks have done in their first year, you look at the Aikman numbers, right? These legendary quarterbacks that struggled in their first year.
Yeah, Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions.
Yeah, you got to give these guys time. You know, do you see flashes or not? I thought we did see flashes last year.
Now, in year two, Peyton Manning was silly. So right. Dwayne Haskins has to show a lot more than a few signs and flashes this year.
Well, that's if he's going to be Peyton Manning, but what if he's just going to be pretty darn good? Let's just see.
Well,
let's
my point
see.
Is he's got to put together more than a few flashes.
Yeah, he's got to. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Do you want to see Alex Smith return in a Washington football team uniform and actually step on the field? 800-636-1067, or are you concerned for his health and you don't want to deal with any drama and you want to be like Cakes and have doctors find some sort of loophole where they make sure that he doesn't step on the field? Might be unethical a little bit. 800-636-1067. We'll come back to your calls next here in the Junkies. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So we're just a couple days away from the NBA regular season, right? Wizards are going to be having their ramp up to the playoffs, potentially get into a play-in game if they can make up a little ground in the Eastern Conference, and we're going to have real NBA games. And there was a little controversy over the weekend in that Lou Williams had to leave the bubble, and then they found out that when he left the bubble there, Disney World, he stopped at a strip club.
Shocker.
And he claims he stopped at the strip club to pick up some chicken wings and get some food.
Well, let me just say, by the way, I don't doubt him. Supposedly, they have amazing wings. Johnny Manziel was even vouching for him, right?
Yes, Manziel vouched.
Johnny Manziel was vouching.
Doesn't he have a wing named after him?
It says they have the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue Wings. Yes.
Oh, that sounds delicious. That sounds like a good combo.
Yes.
Even if it comes from a gentleman's club.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Now he
got wings named after him.
He left.
It's like the EBLT. They had it Blue Mash back in the day.
He left the bubble because his grandfather died.
Right.
And this
well, you had to mourn. Everyone mourns in different ways, JP.
Yes. This controversy came out because somebody took a picture of him. He was at Magic City, which is a strip club in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he said he was just picking up food. But isn't I might be wrong, but isn't Lou Williams the guy that had like two girlfriends?
I can't remember.
I'm just going to answer. Yes.
Sure. Right.
Yes.
Didn't everybody in the league have two right. girlfriends?
No, but he wasn't. Probably had a zero on the end of that.
He wasn't one that had like a side piece. Like I think that they were like a throuple.
He had a throuple?
I think so.
I love throuples. I follow a throuple on Instagram.
You do?
Yeah, I told you. There's the throuple that was on like HGTV.
Oh, of course it's HGTV related.
Yeah, that's how I found them. And then I decided to follow them. They've got like kids too. They got a big happy family. Amazing. The guy is a baller.
I just clicked on it. If you Google it, it says Lou Williams gets massive bed, enough room for two girlfriends. And one of the first things that comes up, it just says, it was revealed back in 2014, Lou Will was running the triangle offense with two different women.
Nice. Yeah, good headline.
And it says they, Ashley Henderson and Reese Mitchell, were cool with him spreading the love.
So he's got a throuple, and he can go to the strip club whenever he wants.
It's the that baller guy. Life. It's the NBA baller life, EB.
That guy's living life, man.
It's not even the life of a normal human being.
Right.
It's just, yeah. It's, I mean, it's
that might
just
be
different.
Worth breaking quarantine for, Cakes.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
How is Lou Will expected to go 2+ months in the bubble without his throuple and without some scrippers?
Right.
Dude, that guy, I mean, how is he supposed to survive?
Because I still remember I went to... It was game 4 when the Wizards played the Raptors in the first round of the playoffs about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was sitting in the second row. My boy Koki has amazing seats. And there was a guy next to us who was heckling the players on the Raptors, like saying, go home. And he was particularly picking on Lou Williams at the time. And Lou Williams, without a care in the world, pulled out kind of the lurch response about his paycheck.
Right.
He did.
Always a good one.
Yeah. I mean, he was getting bounced out. I think the Wizards swept the Raptors there. And I think that's the year that they played the Celtics in the second round and took them to game 7. But, yeah, Lou Williams didn't have a care in the world. I'm not saying he wasn't trying to win, but they were down 3-0. They were about to lose that game. He didn't care. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he can flex on people because he's been in the league for 13 years, and he's already pulled in $82 million. Mm. So, and that's Lou Williams.
And he's a walking bucket.
That's
when he's
right.
on the court, he can score with the best of them.
He was a straight out of high school donk, too. He said, college, that's not for me. I'm going straight to the league.
Yeah, EB, unfortunately, I'm reading that he may not be a throuple anymore, that one of the girls broke up with him. And this is a couple years ago. I'm sure he's moved on. Right. So he had a little throuple moment for a while, and then one maybe just tapped out.
That is the ultimate baller move. You can pull off a throuple.
Right, make it work. Make it work for like more than one night.
Yeah.
I
make that work long
term. Props to you.
That's unbelievable.
So the NBA is kind of having to deal with situations where guys want to leave. You know, we talked about it early on that people were – getting Postmates or Uber Eats, and they weren't happy with that. But I think that it's kind of settled down now.
Seems
the NFL, like of course, is about to start. I saw yesterday they had 5 or 6 guys who tested positive for coronavirus. But I guess they're saying their plan is if anybody leaves and gets coronavirus for, you know, like kind of let's say they pull like a Lou Williams deal. Then they're just not going to get paid.
That's a big, hopefully those guys understand, you know, but that is, that's a big penalty. And hopefully that will be the deterrent to keep these guys in line. Cause the problem is, you know, you assume the guys that have families and everything, they'll, they'll keep it together because they want to keep everybody safe at home. But if you're a single young guy in a league in your second or third year, you don't have a family, you could see that you take more risks.
Of course.
Nope. Yeah.
And there's also just way more people to deal with.
Yeah.
So I know they're limiting the rosters for training camp to 80 people. But, you know, in the NBA, it's 15 guys on your roster.
Yeah.
80. No, that's a lot of people they got to deal with.
You're going to have a bunch of guys that are going to test positive. It is what it is. It's a pervasive virus.
I like that they're holding out in college football in the big conferences up until the last moment. Maryland, of course, plays in the Big Ten. Rutgers is a Big Ten team. Didn't Rutgers pull the plug on everything?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Well, they said they wouldn't play in front of fans. I don't think they've pulled the plug on the season, but they've already stated they won't have fans in the stands.
Okay, got you.
Right. I don't know. At Marist, they're doing something where my son is butt-sized. They're allowing kids to – all of them that want cars can bring their own cars to campus now. So even freshmen. So before it used to be you needed 50 credits to bring your car on campus and to have parking and all that. Now they're allowing anyone. And we were trying to figure out why. And the only thing we could come up with is they're trying to eliminate like carpooling and jumping in other people's cars, I guess. I don't know what else it could be.
Or they're just going to have more space.
They don't really.
Maybe less people on campus?
Maybe. I mean, that's a big problem. They don't have a lot of parking there. Parking's kind of a nightmare there. But they're going to, I think they're just trying to do everything they can to encourage people to go, too, right?
Yeah. Well, I know this with the NFL, they've, I guess, laid out some rules, and the NFL memo was released. So the high-risk conduct, which they can't be part of if they want to be fully paid, includes going to an indoor nightclub with more than 15 people, an indoor bar with more than 15 people, other than to pick up food. So you do have that.
Mm-hmm.
An indoor house party with more than 15 people, an indoor music concert, an entertainment event with more than 15 people, a sporting event with more than 15 people, and an indoor religious service attended by more than 25% of a venue's capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to an empty church, but not a half-full church.
Yeah.
I went to church for the first time last week for my COVID test.
Oh, did
that first time in many years. Yeah.
Did you ask him to throw a sermon your way because you needed to hear one?
No, I did not. Nope. I just followed the arrows on the carpet into the room where I could barely spit enough to fill a vial, and then I left.
Right.
I wish they had one of those screens. Remember when we used to have to do confession back in your CCD days?
Mm-hmm.
Those Cakes and I both went to the same Catholic church, St. Edward's in Bowie, and I know we did CCD classes. That's probably your last confession, and you would have to say at the beginning, you kneel down, and you're supposed to say when your last confession was.
Yeah, and I never had the guts to. I mean, you could either kneel down behind the screen, or if you're a real baller, you could just face the priest. You could sit in a chair face to face. You think I ever faced the priest? Never. Never, ever, ever.
Right.
That takes real stones. Just couldn't pull
it.
Did
you ever tell the truth? Like you're in.
Valdez! Why'd you have to dump that?
You didn't tell the priest about your thoughts about Miss Hafer?
I guess that was a little descriptive. My apologies.
Saying you were coveting your neighbor's wife.
Yeah, did you ever do that?
No, of course I didn't. I wasn't coveting neighbors' wives.
When did that stop? Do they still do that? Do the Catholics still do that confession?
I would imagine. Yeah.
Course, really? I have no idea. I'm not a Catholic.
I mean, I couldn't tell you. I haven't been in years, but I would assume it's still a practice.
So if you're like a diehard Catholic, you go to confession weekly or something?
I don't think weekly. I don't know if anybody.
I think it's offered. I think it's offered weekly in a lot of churches, but I mean, you have to be a real hardcore Catholic to do it every single week. I would guess.
That's like people that go to church during the week. Come on.
Yeah.
They offer masses during the
week. Wasn't that spy from
week.
Fairfax or whatever?
Robert Hansen?
Was it? Yeah. Wasn't Robert Hansen? Wasn't he like what's above a Catholic? Like the real hardcore.
Oh, yeah. He was in some sort of weird sect of
Catholics.
They're
like elite Catholics.
I can't remember the name
He
of
was
it.
Probably going to confession all the time. And meanwhile, he was like filming his wife having sex with other people, right?
That's
wasn't
right.
he?
Yeah, he was a little bit of a creeper.
Yeah, he was into that.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in or anything. 800-636-1067. Remember, got Michael Lombardi joining us at 8 o'clock as we talk about the Washington football team. And Charlie Slows at 9:20 to talk some Nats. They're off to the 1-2 start. Keep it here. We're the Junkies. It's the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.